Welcome to Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting sixth. The catcher, Omar Narvaez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tyler Saladino. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lourey Garcia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Shields. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Shields. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. Batting second. The left fielder, Roman Quinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Odubel Herrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy Joseph. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Michael Franco. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cameron Rupp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddy Galvis. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Aaron Alther. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Thompson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jake Thompson. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galvis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abreu hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Franco, and into shallow left field. Abreu reaches second base with a double. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Narvaez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Quinn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Odubel Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herrera hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Tommy Joseph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joseph takes first base on ball 4. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Joseph moves to second. Two outs. Cameron Rupp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rupp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier hits a line drive towards first. Joseph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Saladino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joseph scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Galvis strikes out. One out. Aaron Alther is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alther hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Thompson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. James Shields is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shields hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galvis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alther. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Abreu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Abreu takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to third. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Quinn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Quinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odubel Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Herrera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Herrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herrera. The throw from Narvaez and he is safe. Herrera steals second. Tommy Joseph batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Joseph is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joseph hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Joseph reaches second base with a double. Herrera scores. It's White Sox, 3, Phillies, 3. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Joseph scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Phillies. Cameron Rupp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rupp takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Galvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Galvis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Narvaez hits a fly ball into left field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 0-for-1 in the game. Saladino strikes out. Two outs. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the White Sox 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Aaron Alther is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alther is 0-for-1 in the game. Alther hits a fly ball into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. James Shields is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shields is 0-for-1 in the game. Shields hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rupp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joseph scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. Shields moves to second. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the White Sox 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Roman Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields the ball and throws to Shields covering. Safe. Odubel Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Quinn. The throw from Narvaez and he is safe. Quinn steals second. Odubel Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Quinn moves to third. Odubel Herrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herrera hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Quinn scores. It's 5-3, Phillies. Tommy Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herrera. The throw from Narvaez and he is safe. Herrera steals second. Tommy Joseph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joseph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joseph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herrera moves to third. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Cameron Rupp is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rupp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rupp strikes out. Two outs. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Galvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Shields covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. David Hernandez now pitching. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a fly ball into right field. Alther settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Narvaez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Narvaez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino is 0 for 2 in the game. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Narvaez trying to get to second. Joseph throws to second, with Galvis covering, who tags Narvaez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the White Sox 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Aaron Alther batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alther is 0 for 2 in the game. Alther hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Eaton. Alther reaches second base with a double. Cody Ash pinch hits for David Hernandez. Cody Ash is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Shields fields it and throws to first for the out. Alther moves to third. Ash moves to second. One out. Roman Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quinn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alther scores. Ash scores. It's 7-3, Phillies. Michael Ynoa now pitching. Odubel Herrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herrera strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Joseph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Joseph is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joseph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joseph for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Edubre Ramos now pitching. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. J.B. Schuck pinch hits for Michael Ynoa. J.B. Schuck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Garcia. The throw from Rupp and he is out, Galvis applying the tag. One out. J.B. Schuck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schuck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the White Sox 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Manaea now pitching. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cameron Rupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rupp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rupp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saladino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Galvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Galvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Alther is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alther is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alther hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Neris now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Abreu strikes out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Alther settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the White Sox 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Matt Albers now pitching. Andres Blanco pinch hits for Hector Neris. Andres Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blanco strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roman Quinn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Narvaez and he is out, Anderson applying the tag. 2 outs. Roman Quinn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn hits a line drive into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeanmar Gomez now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 3 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narvaez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Narvaez hits a line drive into center field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Saladino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Frazier moves to second. 2 outs. Lourdes Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frazier moves to third. Justin Morneau pinch hits for Matt Albers. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Garcia moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball four. Frazier scores. Garcia moves to third. It's 7-4, Phillies. Jason Coates pinch runs for Justin Morneau. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eaton is 0-4 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinn. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Garcia scores. Coates goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Phillies. Michael Marriott now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galvis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia.